welcome to episode 26 of Ordinary People. So, ang guest ko today ay isang kaibigan na matagal ko na hindi nakakausap.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a really long while, like, I don't know, years since I last talked to him. So, i-welcome natin sa show si Ron.
Hello.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, I'm happy to be here. Glad to be here. Nagulat din ako nung nag-ano ka, when you messaged me. But this is something that I've been also been looking forward to doing stuff like this. I mean, in general.
So, ah, really?
Yeah. No, because syempre may konting kwento na kaagad.
No, but yeah, go.
In the stuff that I do right now, diba, since I in my hobbies and in some of the way I earn ganyan, I basically talk to people a lot. And I share a lot of stuff, like information, my opinions, I've thought of doing a podcast myself, but I wasn't really sure how to start, or rather, what to put in it. Like, na cohesive yung magiging ano. But I guess that's something that I'm just agonizing over details. And a lot of other friends have also been like, hey, do this, do that. And I'm like, maybe soon, maybe ganyan. But having someone else do it, do a podcast like this, and talk about stuff. Medyo mas okay, kasi at least I don't have to think about the planning side. You're in charge of that thing. So.
Yeah. This is my second podcast. Oh. I don't know if you're familiar with the first one, but the first one started like a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's called Bad Vibes because it's a podcast that I do with my college best friend. Because I was like, oh, we're always, when we talk, we always end up complaining about shit back home because we're both living in Japan right now.
Okay.
I was like, why don't we start a podcast where we just do whatever this is? Like, whatever we do, every time we talk, we always end up bitching about like stuff in the country. Ganyan.
It's basically a rant session.
It's a rant podcast. Session, yes. Because it's a rant session between us. Parang nagiging comedy show yung labas niya. So, right. Kaya yun. Sabi ko, let's call it Bad Vibes. So, nakaka-bad vibes. Bad vibes siya, pero nakaka-good vibes daw siya according to the people who listen to it.
No, because I would think that they'd be able to relate on some level.
So,
hearing someone else rant about stuff about things, they'd be like,
yeah,
okay, I'm not alone.
yeah, exactly.
So medyo but, may cathartic aspect yung ganong
totoo. So yung podcast na yun is more ano, parang hindi man more structured, pero mas pinag-e-effortan namin yung parang may research involved, kasi yung mga episode, although yung research namin parang ano, right before we record lang ganyan.
Mm-mm.
Pero
yeah.
Pinag-iisipan na lang namin may topic ganyan, but this Ordinary People, ano lang talaga siya, parang feature lang ng mga tao na, you know, ordinary. So,
ordinary.
I don't know, Ron, are you ordinary?
I'd like to believe that I am. I'm not much different from the next person. That's what I always say. No, because in our lives, there will be some people who tell you na, oh, you're ganito, ganyan, you're extraordinary, maybe, you're amazing, you do this, you do that. Mm. But at the end of the day, unless maybe you're a narcissist or something, you tend to think that you're normal. You're just one of the people in this earth, ordinary.
Yeah.
So, yun. I do have my moments. I'm proud of some of my moments. I'm not proud of some dumb, pero otherwise.
I mean, that's... Mm. Yeah, so for context lang, Ron and I met when we were very young.
A long time ago. Ang tawag ko nga dun sa college days. We met in college, by the way. Yes.
Yeah.
First year.
Yes.
Ang tawag ko dun is another lifetime ago.
Oh my goodness.
It almost feels like it is indeed another lifetime ago.
But, I agree.
Diba when, and especially lately, I've been reminiscing a lot about what I did when I was younger, how I was when I was younger, what was in my mind, what was in my thought. It's so different, I guess. Like, if I could probably talk to myself, to my younger self would probably be like, what the? Who is this person?
Who are you?
Oh, who are you? Like, I'm gonna be you.
Diba? Oh, gosh. Oh, totoo. Yeah. Actually, last night, because I've been trying to build a habit of journaling every day. Mm-mm. And then I have a notebook that I keep at my bedside mm-hmm. to do some night dump. Mm-hmm. Like when brain dump at night, yeah. ganyan. And then last night, medyo mahaba, parang umabot tong 4 pages yung journal entry ko. Kasi yan, parang iniisip ko, kasi parang forever naman ako may existential crisis. Mm-hmm. Pero ngayon parang yung iniisip ko na parang it's so sad that we can only remember like a tiny fraction of our lives. Diba? Ayaw, when we try to recall our childhood, ganyan. Wait,
medyo sticking point. Yeah. I want to say something about that. Because at this age, I know what I think. I know what my opinions on certain things are. I know what I like, what I do not like. But there's a very big part of me na parang I can't seem to remember a lot from when I was
diba?
Younger.
Diba?
So I and external triggers are needed or external I don't know, memory keeping devices. Are needed to be able to parang access those kinds
to recover them, right? Oh. Yeah.
And I'm like, is this normal for everyone? Is it just me?
Yes.
Like, is there something wrong? So, you know, but I don't feel that old. I don't also don't feel young, but at the same time, there's a very big gap of memories or a very big gap of yung thoughts na I can't seem to access. And that frustrates me to no end. Like, very recently, yan yung ano ko, frustrations ko. So, yun. It's funny that you mentioned it. So, yun, again, there's some sort of, like, solace in having to hear it from someone.
I'm happy to hear that. Because that's also, I don't know if you heard the first episode, but parang the main reason I started this was parang feeling ko, ako kasi, like, if I read about people who are going through the same things that I am, parang, yun nga, it brings you some comfort, diba? Some solace, as you said. So, parang, that's the reason why. And most of the stuff that we see, like, sa podcasts, especially the most successful ones, diba? They're always these people who are already successful, I guess.
Yeah.
Diba? And so, parang, it's a little hard to relate.
Yeah.
As someone who is not, like, quote-unquote successful, parang listening to all these people in their lives na parang supposed to be inspiring. Parang, but that's not the life that I aspire to. Parang, siguro it would help if you're listening to stories of people who are like you. Parang ganun.
I totally get you. And some of the most, I should say, relatable podcasts or even just, you know, anecdotes or ano ba? Yung mga stories are probably stuff na, in my case, the stuff that ponder deep into the mind. Not really about success.
It's true.
Do you get what I mean? Like, the stories of successful people are interesting, but they get boring so fast for me.
I agree.
So, but people who share what they're going through, yung may relational aspect, or people who share what goes through in their mind, those are the stuff for me that really catches my attention, and yun yung nakaka-hold ng attention ko. Or people just sharing something new fact, new viewpoint, new opinion, even if it's, you know, not directly aligned with mine. those are the stuff that gets my attention more than stories of success per se. So
so it's just funny, share ko lang, kasi Ron and I, we have a lot of things in common. Yun nga, we met at Kalayaan dorm, the freshman dorm at UP.
Formational years of our youth.
Yes. I don't remember exactly how we met, pero Ron plays the guitar, diba?
Yeah.
And there were times na nag-hangout kami dun sa gilid, nag-gilid-gilid ng mga corridor dun. Tapos nag-jamming-jamming
kami. All around the place, all around the building as well.
Oo. Kasi yung room ko, malapit siya dun sa basketball court. And a lot of the boys would hang out there. And then, kaya naririnig-rinig ko. Parang ganun. I don't remember how I met you. Hindi tayo naging classmates ever. Hindi din tayo. What was your course in college?
We didn't have any. Oh, I know. We didn't have any shared subjects. My course in college, I got in under the BS Chemical Engineering.
Right.
Chemical Engineering. But I had to I had problems with academic early on. I was frustrated. And apparently, I was burnt out very early on. I didn't realize that. So, I had to shift out to Library and Information Studies. Bachelor of Library and Information Studies. Bachelor of Library Science pa siya at the time. Or Bachelor of Science in Library. So something. It wasn't Bachelor of Library Studies. I had to shift out. And then I spent most of the early years in college na dorm lang din within the campus until I had to...
Nara.
Nara. From Kalayaan to Nara and then stuck there for several years before I moved to other boarding houses outside and apartment outside. But most yung early years, yung kalaya years natin, which is yung Kalayaan dorm, I have very fond memories of that place, that experience.
Me too.
Of that time in my life. And it was very short, not to think, kasi now 1 year goes by so fast. And to think we spent technically less than a year.
Just a year,
less than a year, because the academic year is shorter than a full annual year.
That's so true.
But ang daming nangyari yan, ang daming parang nag-stick sa mind ko. Even though I can't remember some of them, I can't remember most of them actually. But I feel like there's so much that happened noong time na yan. And I will always remember that time of my life fondly. The people I met.
Me too.
The people I interacted with. The things we did. Yun yung mga bagay niyo.
Yeah, that was a really fun time.
Trip down actually, the memory lane.
like recently nga when I was parang around this time ng morning, naalala ko yung kanta ng E-Heads na Minsan.
Mm-mm.
And then, di ba alam naman natin na yun nga yung parang Minsan sa May Kalayaan, it opens with that. Tapos alam natin yung Kalayaan dun sa song is Kalayaan Residence Hall. So parang listening to it and then remembering all the people that I met in Kalayaan. Tapos especially the line where yung minsan tayo ay naging tunay na magkaibigan. Parang, oh my God! Yung heartstrings ko natatag ganyan. Kasi nga, parang I don't even remember the names of all the people that I met in Kalayaan.
I don't even remember the names of like 20 people at the moment siguro. Right? Off the top of my head. So, but the fact that you or I or we have those, yung ganong klaseng connection and at some point, you think, oh, I know, that was real. That was real.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't feel real anymore, it was real at the time.
It was real at some point.
Oh, at some point.
Totoo. Yeah. Parang, how many people that I met in Kalay am I in touch with right now? Not even my roommate.
Really? Oh, well, same here. To be honest, yung sa boys, yung floor mates ko, I'm not really in touch with any of them regularly. But some of the people I interact with dun sa boys nga na kabatch natin are not even my floor mates for some reason.
Oh.
Meron not that frequent, but you know, like sa Facebook, social media now, like when you comment, when you like it, or every now and then you get to DM each other. Meron, pero they weren't even my floor mate, which is weird because I didn't like in particular yung ibang galing sa ibang floors before. That part I can remember. I didn't like them in particular at the time. Because they were they were always grating on my nerves and I couldn't figure out why. at the time. Tapos yun nga, later on nakilala ko sila through yung college, yung ka-course ko, others through hobbies, through org. Tapos mas sila pa yung naka-interact ko and you know, for a much longer time than my floor mate.
I don't even think I'm in touch with anyone na naging friend ko in Kalayaan. Like in adulthood, I met Ate. You remember Ate Kleza? We called her Ate kasi she was older than us.
Yes, yes.
I met her a couple of times. I think she joined my calligraphy workshop many years ago. Pero hindi kami talaga naging, parang we didn't keep in touch. I was bad at keeping in touch with like people from the dorm. But like si Yoyen was my dorm mate she was my roommate in Sampaguita.
Okay. Yeah,
sa mga naging roommate ko din ng sa Sampa, si Yoyen lang din. Yung parang may isang tao lang sa bawat chapter ng buhay ko. that I'm in touch with, parang ganun. Pero the reason I mentioned that is, yun nga, we have several things in common. We met in Kalayaan and we're both born 1988 ka ba pinanganak?
Yes, I am. Right. Born 1988. So, very basically, practically days apart.
Yes. Yeah, So we were born in March. Tapos we, that's why we started calling each other Fish, yes, as a nickname, diba?
And it's just Soja slang.
Yeah, and it's funny because this morning, because I'm taking a painting course, and one of the exercises dun sa painting course is a fish painting, and that's what I started this morning. And then I was like, oh, that's funny. Parang coincidental lang. I'm painting a fish. I'm talking to a person that I call Fish. So parang...
No, ano to, since you're talking about something astrological, this season is something na... I'm not sure for people who don't believe in this kind of thing, pero yung retrograde season, like there's so many planets
apparently
in retrograde right now, not just Mercury, Venus is also a few others, a bunch of others. And for those who believe in this kind of stuff, or even if you don't know, I'm just saying a little bit of background about yung mga Mercury, yung mga retrograde.
Gusto natin yan.
It affects a lot of aspects in your life. And for some people, it's really hard. For some people, it's meh, okay. For some people, medyo amplified yung maraming bagay, aspects in their life, like communication, thoughts, even financial, physical, something na medyo mas physical or mas definite. Ganun siya. So, transportation planning, financial, those who believe in this sort of thing, believe that these retrogrades do affect. And I believe to some degree, because there are some unexplainable things. So parang when this happens, that time of my life just becomes so much more difficult or so much more challenging. So right now, it's a very intense time for me internally. Emotionally, psychologically, having to deal with memories. Having to deal with yung day-to-day. Ganyan. For some reason, everything is just like internal ha. I'm picking internal. Parang it feels like just fucking overwhelming. without doing much. Andito lang sa bahay, to be honest. People see me like, wala ka namang ginagawa, andiyan ka lang sa bahay. You're just using your phone, tending to your plants.
See, this is why I'm saying we're very similar. Like last night, my husband came into the room because nauna na ako kasi nga I wanted to take some time journaling. Mm-hmm. And then pagdating niya doon, tapos na akong mag-iyak pero ang dami kong iniyak. Tapos sabi niya, oh, what are you doing your journaling? Sabi ko, yeah. And then he saw me, he was like, why are you crying? I'm reminiscing about my childhood.
It's hard for someone who doesn't have the same level of introspection. And it's been very, very, very few people in my life who have been able to look at me and say, oh yeah, I know what you're going through, or I am familiar with what you're going through.
Right.
Even if they don't know exactly like what I'm seeing or what's inside my head, what's inside my
head.
But for someone to be able to look at me and say na parang hindi ka weird for that, like there are other people who undergoes the same thing. It's been very few and far between sa experience ko. So,
same.
Diba? And meeting someone like that, no matter the age, because now, when we get to our age, ngayon, no, parang tanda natin. But when we get to our age, be honest with me, there are few chances for you to interact with people much younger than you. Unless you are a teacher.
Yes.
Unless you are a teacher, or unless you work specifically with youth or with kids. Right?
Yeah.
And older people, medyo mas may chance, because when you go out in the adult world, older people or much older people are also doing their adult stuff. So that's relatively easier. But meeting someone much younger and having an intelligent conversation with them or having a connection with them, just something na makarelate kayo sa isa, to the point na makarelate kayo sa isa. It's hard. It's very difficult to meet. Yung ganong age group. And if you do, and you do connect, na parang, ay, it feels like I've met this person for a long time, and they're just, like, what, 20, 19, younger, maybe?
Oh my goodness.
Diba? So, it's like, did I just find my soulmate? Or another of my soulmates again? Parang ganon. Ganon siya. Mm. Kasi dito medyo isolated ako sa province. So, magkikwento lang din ako ulit. Medyo isolated ako dito sa province because we live in the countryside. It's around 4 to 5 hours away from Metro Manila.
Yeah.
And we are about an hour away from the nearest city.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just imagine the kind of parang idle countryside life
Yeah.
That's what I'm experiencing. Uh-oh.
So in relation to that, Ron, can you tell us a little bit of what you do?
Right. Okay. So, 20 minutes bago.
I know. No, I'm gonna intro.
Anyway. Hey, okay. So, I'm Ron. There's a more proper introduction. I'm Ron. Ronald Ron. Right now, I am unemployed. Actually, I'm self-employed because my registered business ako. But I put it on the back burner. I put it on hold because yung physical location that I was planning for it. This is a cafe, by the way, a cafe / restaurant.
Wow.
The physical location that I had planned for it is major tricky because it we live right by the highway, provincial highway. But there's going to be a road widening project, infrastructure project soon. Soon being it. Supposed to happen anytime in the last 2 years, 3 years or so. Pero hindi pa rin nangyayari.
Still hasn't happened.
But
goodness.
It can happen at any point. So I'm like,
yeah.
I don't want to set up this cafe.
Yeah.
Na naka-establish na, and then just have people get hassled by going to it because there's a road construction. So baka, alam mo yun, magdi-dip yung sales, maapektan yung clients. I don't want it. So sabi ko,
yeah.
I'll put it on hold. I registered this business earlier this year. But I can start it. I will start it when definite na merong na start na yung road widening project. Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm
so
technically
excited
self,
for that.
Self-employed. Oh, kasi it will be ang plan is like a small quaint cafe, like countryside cafe.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the stuff that I wanted to incorporate.
Yeah.
Dati pa. You know, yeah, cat knows yung mga the type of aesthetic and stuff that I like. So music, yeah. Art, you know, good drinks, good food.
Yeah, because you used to even sell food, right?
I do, but I also I haven't done anything in the past several months because it's just me. I'm a one-man team. So here's the stuff that I do. I registered ako for a cafe, so I deal with food, I deal with beverages, but I also do yung mga parang processed food, made-to-order food minsan, like kind of
kind of
like a catering gig, but also. Yung mga frozen, ready to eat, ready to cook stuff. Like, you can store the ref and then cook at home. You know? I also do some of that. If there are supplies or if there are orders or if isipan, maalala ko. And then, I also have a plant hobby going on.
Yes!
And I say hobby, but it's more like, it's kind of a lifestyle, really.
Yeah.
Because it's, I've been collecting plants, cactus and succulents for so long. I started even before I was teen. Elementary. I started even when I was still in elementary. Continued through college. Continued through after college when I started working. But at some point, like some 2015, 2014, the cactus and succulent hobby in the Philippines started to boom like crazy. So
yes.
I realized for some reason na I had a bit more experience than the average person sa hobby na yun, sa experience na yun. And that also, I am able to share yung experiences ko, techniques, no? How to take care of them. I'm able to teach, I'm able to educate. And people are like telling me, oh, you write good, or you have this technical expertise na parang very good for beginners or very good for other people. They were like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I continued, I did vlogs, I did
And
seminars.
You're called?
I am called the Midnight Jardinero. So from 2014-2015, I think I set up the Midnight Jardinero sometime 2016 or 2017.
Yeah.
The page, and that has been my sort of online alias or online moniker for now from then. The Midnight Jardinero, because when I was still studying and I was working, the only true free time that I had to do gardening was midnight. And that was basically the most comfortable time for me because it wasn't hot here in the Philippines. Ibang init Manila. Ganyan. So at midnight, it was nice and cool and dark. No distractions, not much noise, not much other people. So then I could do my gardening in peace. I thought about naming myself the Midnight Gardener, but it doesn't really have that much of a ring than Jardinero. So yun, naging the Midnight Jardinero. Anyway, so I do have a Facebook page and Instagram then. I post all pictures of plants there, my collections. I post like short articles there. And I do have a greenhouse dito sa amin, dito sa province. I sell some of my plants every now and then. It's not really something na parang ano ba, consistent yung income ko doon. I just sell mm-hmm. when I feel like it or when I do have right. extras. I probably could have gone commercial anytime mm. since, pero yung aspect na yun, it's very hard to manage a business for me, like financially. Mm. Yung planning stuff, yung business side, it's very hard. So I'm good with the technical or the artistic side, pero yung business side, yeah.
Oh my God, so, I feel you.
So yun, andyan lang siya, andyan lang sila. So all those hobbies are there. So yeah. That's yeah. Most of the bulk of what I do at the moment. But I have a bunch of other hobbies coming up. But, you know, tingnan natin. I'm just trying to pace myself. Kasi ang hirap na burnout ako na naman. And
yeah.
I've been very careful. Grabe. Very careful trying to avoid yung ganung klaseng burnout and
mm-mm.
dip sa productivity again.
Mm. Natatawa ako kasi, yun nga, diba, sinabi ko na kanina, oh, we have so much in common. Mm-hmm. Pero now, listening to you talk, na parang I'm realizing na parang, oh my God. We really do have a lot of things in common. And it's, yeah, and it's funny because when you said that, yun nga, na parang you haven't met a lot of people who were as introspective, siguro as you, naiisip ko na yung the friends that I have that I talk to about the things that I'm going through internally, most of them are also Pisces. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a small... both of them nag-guest na sila dito sa show.
Yes.
Yung Pisces and INFP friends ko. Yung dalawa, they're both artists. They're like working artists sila. Tapos I met them through... They're both from UP. We have common friends. Pero I only became friends with them after college.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny. It's just, parang I know them by name. I knew them in college. Pero hindi kami talaga nag-meet until... Yun nga na parang adults na kami and then we're both working. Tapos ano na kami parang... Because we were part of the same community, kaya kami nagka-connect. Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. Tapos ngayon, parang I consider them some of my best like friends in adulthood. Tapos sila din yung madalas ko makausap about these things because they're the ones who can relate and who yeah. understand me, feeling ko. Tapos nakakatawa lang that we're all Pisces. And we're all INFPs.
Oh, ganun. It's fine if you don't believe that sort of astrology yeah. and shit. But in my experience, kasi parang it's a little bit too uncanny on some level. It might just be the roll of the dice, pero diba? something. And in the end, it's just being able to meet yung people who are the same as you is something that warms up the soul, I guess.
Yes, I agree.
It's nice to be able to have these people in your life na parang even though they might do live other professions or they might do other stuff professionally or like they have in these different relationships as well, they're your friends. But having them around, being able to talk to them, and having them parang be a mirror of what happens in your mind, sobrang comforting, sobrang happy.
Totoo. So, my next question is, what does your daily routine or your daily life look like?
Right. Okay. Now? So, right now, ayun nga, I live in the province, technically unemployed, but technically self-employed. I have a very boring day, to be honest. I wake up kind of late because I've never been an early riser ever since. I wake up kind of late. So sometimes I wake up maaga na yung 8 to 9. Super aga na for me. Average, I wake up 9 to 11. Somewhere around that time frame. Because I also sleep late. I sleep mga 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
You know? Oh my God, until now?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it got worse for some reason. Because I don't know, maybe social media, maybe yung sa ano, what's this? What phones? This phone having to yung use our phones a lot with Wait lang, sorry. Sure. May nice lang ako. I had to throw out the cat out. this segue lang, mabilis lang segue. This cat hates me speaking for some reason. Like, ayaw niya lang naririnig akong nagsasalita. But yeah.
Oh my God.
Anyway. Interesting. So I sleep quite late, so I end up waking up quite late because I've been prioritizing my sleep because something I realized, I need more sleep than the average person. Like I need 7 to 8 hours at least. ng tulog. And since I've been having trouble sleeping early, and at the same time, I've also been having trouble sleeping itself. I don't wake up na feeling rested quite a lot of times.
Yeah.
So that's hard. Pero I try to maximize. At least I'm free. I have the time. I have the parang opportunity to sleep late and wake up kind of late and not worry about something since, yun nga, hindi naman ako employed, hindi naman ako doing some stuff that needs to be done like specific time early in the day. But when I wake up, I delay breakfast normally because I'm at the point I'm having to watch my blood sugar. Pre-diabetic, so I guess some people can relate to this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I delay breakfast more on also because it doesn't feel nice na parang mabigat ka agad yun so early.
Yeah.
So I need to be active a little bit. So, and by active, I mean just walk around the house, maybe go visit the dogs, play with the cats a little bit, go tend to my plants. Konti lang, maybe an hour or so, less than an hour. Ganyan. And then I can have breakfast. And the rest of the day is just moving between my hobbies and my phone. So going to the greenhouse, check on the plants, water if I need to, fertilizer, clean them up, take care of the cats, feed the cats. We have a lot of cats, by the way. At the moment, we have 30, a grand total of 30
Oh
cats.
My goodness!
Sa bahay. So we have six.
Oh my God!
I know, 29 pala. One of them passed away kasi may sakit.
Oh.
Medyo hindi napigilan. Anyway, but we have 29, 30 cats. So, 15 adults and we have 14 new kittens.
Oh my God, how are you taking care of 30 cats, 29 cats?
A lot of annoying moments. But we love them. Like, dito lang sila sa bahay. I keep one cat indoors full time. This is a cat that's technically not mine. So my best friend, it's my best friend's cat. She lived with us for a couple of years, yung best friend ko. And
because
nung pandemic, right? Remember the time nung pandemic?
Yeah, of course.
She was in Metro Manila at the time, and I was like, "Andito sa province, you want to come here? We have a spare room. We have internet, so you can do your classes." Wala naman siyang, kasi dun sa Metro Manila, she was living alone.
Yeah.
And my parents have met her. They were like, "Ihain mo lang kaya siya dito. Here, she can live like comfortably. We don't mind."
Ganyan.
Yeah. So yun, she lived here for a couple of years. And then at some point, nung pag nanganganak yung mga pusa namin, she was like, "I'm claiming this cat. This cat is mine." So she claimed one. She kept it. She kept the cat for herself. Yun yung pinalabas ko right now. Yun yung binibabysit ko right now. And that cat is strictly indoors. Like, hindi talaga siya lumalabas. But the rest of the cats, they move in and out of the house. Mostly, they move in when it's feeding time. So we feed them in dito sa loob ng bahay. But when it outside of feeding times, they can spend their times outside. So, ganun siya. Well, just making sure na meron silang pagkain, cleaning up after their mess, picking them up and annoying them up randomly kasi that's also what they do to us.
Totoo.
Annoy us when they get the chance. So, yun, it's cute and all, pero if you're not prepared to have a lot of pets that can literally make a really bad mess,
I can just imagine.
You need to have that sort of mindset. Thankfully, since we live in the province, open ground yung sa palibot ng bahay. So, we don't have to worry about them, you know, yung poop and pee nila. They know that to take it outside naman. So, other than dito sa indoor cat, the solo indoor cat. So, I have to prepare a litter for her. Ayun. Tapos we also have, I think, 12 dogs at the moment.
Oh my God, ang dami!
Because this is a farm sort of arrangement. So the cats are free to move between the house and meron kaming granary, kamalig. Meron kaming kamalig na maliit. So they can move in between the house and yung storage, green storage. The dogs are also just roaming around the property. So parang guard dogs sila, mga bantay sila. Ayun.
So cute.
Pakain twice a day, every day. Check up on them every now and then if they're healthy, may nararamdaman ba.
That's so nice. Ang dami nyo palang pets, my God.
Not to mention a bunch of other animals like we have.
Mm.
We also have
chickens.
We have a lot of chickens, like free roaming chickens. Then my father also takes care of pigs at the moment.
Oh.
He takes care of several heads of pig, pambenta and for personal consumption. So because my father is a farmer. So pag planting season and he farms medyo relatively a big volume of land, like several hectares worth. So that means a lot of work. And a lot of work means a lot of people, like farmhands. So kapag harvest season or yung patuyo, drying season ng rice, he needs constant manpower dito sa amin.
Oh,
and
okay.
Him taking care of pigs means there's a source of meat without having to buy. Like technically, you just buy outright. So pag kailangan niya, we slaughter a pig or two and then store the meat, freeze the meat, ganyan. Tapos yun, kailangan, we can use it up pag kailangan na. Ganun.
Mm.
Parang self-sufficient.
I have a question.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, so what made you decide to, like, how did you end up living like this, siguro?
I don't know. Yeah,
I know. Na parang, diba, you worked. I remember you worked for a company in Manila.
Did. Almost. Yeah, and then almost one decade of like office work.
Seriously?
8.5
Ganun
years.
Ka katagal dun?
Yes.
Oh my God.
8.5 years. Okay. So I'll try to answer the question.
Go.
After I wasn't finished yet with college when I started working dun sa office work na na-mention natin. So that work was actually a part-time gig, and it was a part-time gig the whole time, right? So I entered it as a part-time gig. It was a part-time gig until I resigned. However, that work was office work in the sense na I dealt with clients. I had to do client negotiations, client work, ganyan. So I am. Pwede ko ba sabihin yung kung ano yan? Basically, I was the client support for an English tutorials company, and this English tutorials company was catering for Japanese students.
Where I used to teach.
Kat also used to teach in this company, you know. But the teachers the teachers were independent contractors. Ibig sabihin hindi sila employees. So they were just technically hired by the company as well. May terms and conditions lang sila. But I was employed directly by the company, and my team was in charge of dealing with yung teachers nga. So we had to deal with their scheduling, any troubleshooting, anything lesson related, ganyan. The student side was done by another team, so kami strictly dun sa tutor side lang. But I spent 8.5 years in that company, in that team. Right. I didn't move teams. No. It was fun. I learned a lot, like how to deal with difficult people, having to talk with like nightmare clients. Dun ko natutunan, like how to resolve conflict with difficult clients. Natutunan ko dun, because 4 a.m. minsan we get irate clients like screaming at you in the phone, ganyan. Then obviously you have to resolve. So some of my teammates, they didn't like talking to that kind of client, and they give it to me. So parang kuya Ron, ka na lang. So parang the more they did that, the more na natrain ako, and the more na I was like getting proficient in having to deal with difficult clients.
People.
Right. So it's a nice life skill. I don't want to go through it again. Pero diba, if I needed to, or if I wanted to, parang may training ako.
Yeah.
Anyway, so 8 years of that, and just right before the pandemic, I didn't know, of course, nobody knew. Just right before the pandemic, I resigned dun sa work. I was thinking, okay, tutukan ko na yung plant hobby ko, or the plant gig. I can do consultations, I can do seminars more regularly. I can do like selling, ganyan. And then a few months later, pandemic, so parang, okay.
The universe had other plans.
Yeah, universe indeed. Tapos a couple of years I still stayed about a year sa Quezon City. I was trying to scrape by. The good thing was yung early on in the pandemic, parang the plant people were like crazy. So they were purchasing plants and plant materials or gardening materials for like crazy prices, crazy amounts of money. So I made a bit of money on that naman din.
Okay.
But at some point, I was like, medyo mahirap ata to. Like, if this continues on for a couple more years, this is going to be difficult. And then, yun nga, pinauwi ako, which was supposed to be just a couple weeks vacation before I went back to the province. And then, it ended up, you know, being 1 year long, 2 year long, 3 year long. Yeah. So, hindi na ako bumalik dun. And then, last year, November, I was like, let me go fix my stuff para maiuwi ko sila when I can. So I went there, packed my stuff up, left it for another few months. And then just earlier this year, mga bandang June, I went back and finally hauled all of my stuff na naipon from Metro Manila. So everything that I owned there are now here. And dito na. So dito na. And my mindset now is to establish whatever I want to establish or whatever I can establish here in the province. I can go to Metro Manila if I need to for supplies, maybe to meet friends. Vacation, ganun yung magiging vacation ko, go to Manila and meet friends. But the provincial lifestyle or countryside lifestyle is my lifestyle now, I guess. And I just want to establish yung mga businesses ko or the endeavors that I wanted to do. Set up a workshop. Actually, yung di ba na mention ko, I have kind of new hobbies right now. Those new hobbies are woodworking, metal smithing, specifically knife making, tsaka silver smithing, jewelry, basically. So arts and
that's cool.
Arts and jewelry kind of thing, or functional pieces plus arts and jewelry. So the aim is to be able to set up a workshop na as in fully furnished na workshop kind of thing, like with all the tools I might need, with na set up na I can work comfortably. Ayun.
That's so cool.
And yeah, if you ask me just maybe 3 or 4 years back, just before the pandemic, ano sa tingin mong gagawin mo? I'd be like, if you told me parang uwi ka sa you're gonna be in the province doing this kind of thing, you wake up when you want, and then you won't have a lot of money yet, pero you know, like, just do what you want. So I'd be like, nah. who are you kidding? Argument. So yeah.
Do you not sometimes worry about yun nga? Since you mentioned na parang you don't have a lot of money, like parang feeling ko kasi at this age, our contemporaries who chose a much more traditional life path, parang diba, they're at a place where they're comfortable, they are secure in the future, ganyan. Yes. Meanwhile, people like us who are not so conventional, I guess, in our choices, how do you deal with, I don't know, the anxiety? Because for me, it's always been like that, na parang sometimes I worry. I made a realization recently na parang, because I grew up, I wouldn't say super, so very poor, but I grew up poor.
Yeah.
Parang we weren't rich. And then, siguro by now we're middle class ganyan. Pero obviously, still not upper middle class, but sa middle class ganyan. So parang ako, my entire life, I never knew what it was like to have a huge like surplus of money. And then feeling ko, now that I live in Japan and then I'm making, not making a lot, but it's comfortable. I'm making enough to live and even fund yung mga interests sa hobbies ko ganyan. Pero not at a point where I can feel na parang, oh, I don't have to worry about the future. I'm secure. Ganon. So, ikaw, what is that like for you?
No, it's a very, I should say, valid concern. It's something that everybody who's ever worried about money has to deal with, I think. But at the same time, I've had moments where, like, money just comes and goes. Yung tipong babagsak, maybe it's also part because of what I do, the stuff that I do. So parang medyo volatile talaga yung pasok ng money sa akin eh. When I was employed, it was a little bit more regular, of course, because, you know, you go to work, you get a paycheck after 15 days or so. But when you're doing something creative or when you're living a lifestyle na medyo mas volatile yung money, it's a little bit more real. yung worries na ganito nga. And yes, yeah. Ganun siya. I do worry about it a lot. Kasi yeah. I'm at an age na inisip ko, what if I settle down sometime soon? Right? Yeah. So parang
yeah.
wala akong ipon. I don't have a lot of savings. Mm. But one thing na parang tinatry ko is to have investments.
Mm-hmm.
Investments not in the sense na yung financial investments, but yun nga, yung hobbies ko, these are mm-hmm. the stuff that can make me money if I really try to yeah. focus on them. Yung focus, and yung discipline to just do stuff and really try to make money out of it. Yun yung mahirap eh. Pero andun naman yung fallback for me na parang I'm getting by and I like you said, I'm in a comfortable point in my life mm-hmm. where we're not exactly, you know, swimming in money, pero you can afford some of the luxuries that you barely couldn't or really yeah. couldn't when you were younger.
Yeah.
But it also just being smart about yung finances, keeping track of your money. And I'm also very bad at that. Ever since. Pero
I'm not
medyo mas conscious na at least at this point. Hindi yeah. na kagaya before na parang, may pera ka, gagastusin ko, ganyan. right? So, just keeping track, being aware of your expenses, this is one of the really, yung most boring part or aspect of adulthood talaga.
Yeah.
But you have to do it at some point, sooner or later. If you want to establish a home or if you want to establish your own parang, you know, a plot of land that you can call yours, maybe a house that you can call yours, you really have to be mindful.
Like sometimes I still feel like yun yan na parang wala akong savings ganyan.
Mm-mm.
Pero I'm trying. I do have a little bit of savings, pero siguro it's a little hard lang when you see people na yun nga na parang your friends and I wouldn't say people around me because
I was thinking kung ano yung na-miss ko banggiting kanina. Yes, seeing a lot of friends, especially even yung mga younger batches than us, being this, you know, group of successful people having their own professions.
Yeah.
Medyo ano talaga yun eh, parang there's a tinge of jealousy or there's a tinge of parang more than jealousy, actually, parang sense of mourning to yourself.
Yeah.
Na parang, I could have achieved same thing.
Right.
If not for certain life circumstances, maybe. If not for differences in something that you can't put words into, parang ganun.
Yeah. Sometimes there's resentment.
Yun yung isa ring aspect na parang you have, I personally have to be worried about. Because once you start resenting these people, parang you feel like they don't deserve it, but also you feel like parang pity party for yourself.
Yeah.
Which is a very it's not a nice spot or not a nice parang situation for you to be in. Just ang cure ko dyan or ang solution ko dyan is redirect the focus to yourself. Like
exactly.
Look at what you're good at. Look at what's good in your life. Nah.
Yes.
It might not be the best, like nobody's life is. Pero
yeah.
You know, you can be thankful at least for certain things na that are good and okay in your life right now, like having friends, being ikaw, for example, like being in Japan. If you were talking about this sort of thing, you're in Japan right now, like what would I give to be in Japan? And, you know, diba?
I know, yung differences in
perspective lang siguro. They're the different levels in perspective. So
I agree.
And then having yun nga, talking to other people who are worse. Not to say na parang using them as sort of like a springboard to feel better about yourself.
Of course.
Just that yung reality that there are differences in hardships, differences in what you have in your life. Yung ganun. Just be aware and you can always redirect yung focus sa sarili mo inwardly sa life mo 100%. Around like very near yourself and look at the stuff 100%. That you can be grateful for, you can be happy about, you know.
Yes, preach. Nakakatawa because yun din yung ginagawa ko eh. Kasi yun nga eh, na parang having made these choices, ako naman marunong naman ako mag-take accountability and take responsibility for my life choices. Alam mo yun?
Mm-mm.
Kaya nga, mas madalas na yung parang kahit yung, I don't feel, yung sinasabi ko kanina na sometimes you feel resentful. I don't feel resentful towards other people. Mm-hmm. It's more like being resentful of myself. Na parang, if you only did this, blah, blah, blah.
No, but, no, a lot of other people cannot differentiate between those.
That's true.
They feel resent and they think na hindi they think they feel resentment in themselves, and then that resentment is always directed towards
they project it outwards
to other people when they don't realize it's resentment
towards themselves. Uh-oh. Yes. So you know, as I'm growing older, I'm realizing that yun nga, the uncomfortable, unpleasant feelings that we have towards other people usually are a reflection of like feelings that we have towards ourselves.
Yes.
Right?
And it parang subconscious na parang we don't realize na we wouldn't have to feel that way if we don't believe that to be true to begin with.
Yeah.
Right? So parang yeah. Kasi for example, it's like somebody calls you parang your blue eyes are so nice ganyan. Ay, your blue eyes are balikan. Your blue eyes are so ugly. I don't have blue eyes. So bakit ako ma-offend? Right?
Mm-mm.
But if you think that you have blue eyes, and if you think that those are ugly, and someone tells you na parang your blue eyes are ugly, then you will be like, oh nga, my blue eyes are ugly. Diba? If you don't believe it to be true in the first place, it won't affect you.
Yeah.
So, and for some people, or for a lot of people, it's on a subconscious level, and it's very hard to parang be aware of it, and to remedy that kind of thing.
Right. And especially with the kind of world that we live in now, na parang, ano, yun nga, parang you mentioned that you're on your phone, ganyan. Ako din, I'm guilty. Like, last night, one of the reflections that I wrote down was that, yun nga, I'm spending so much fucking time on my phone, and I hate my phone so much because of that. Na parang, why do I have to always be using my phone to connect to people, ganyan? Right. But, pero ano magagawa ko? I live in a different country, diba? So how else will I get in touch with the people in my life? But,
it's a dilemma. It's a paradox.
Yes. Parang
it helps so much with our day-to-day lives. But at the same time, it keeps us trapped to some level.
Yeah. Mm. Na parang iniisip ko na, especially like seeing people every day, like during my commute to work, people are always like on their phones, even on trains, and sometimes it's so frustrating because you see kids, or even not even like kids, they're on a like bicycles riding bikes around, they're on their phones while riding a bike. Like kung minsan muntik na nila akong masagasaan because you're not looking. Oh my god. Yes. So parang sabi ko, you should make that illegal. And then sometimes like getting off the train, they'd be on their phone, and even while descending the stairs, parang ako, ano ba yan? Parang hindi mo pwede, diba? Na parang so naiinis ako kasi yun nga, alam natin na parang yung mga companies that run these apps, ganyan, they really make an effort to keep people on their phones.
Yes, glued to their phones, like their attention diba? Is totally so yun yung, with them. Oo nga eh.
Yeah, and also because of social media, ganyan, nakikita mo, you always see people's lives, na parang you just, you're watching all of these people live their lives.
Pero, I guess that's one thing that we both, for example, can be thankful for then. Like, we are aware of this. It pains us every day, but at least we are aware. Unlike other people who are blissfully unaware of, you know, being...
That's true.
Being
yeah.
trapped and being sheep. But again, it doesn't make it any less painful.
Also probably because we have the luxury of time to be thinking about these things.
Right.
Diba? Because other people, they're just so busy.
Mm-mm.
Like, we don't have full-time jobs. So I imagine if I, kanina nga, I was talking to a cousin and telling him about like what life was like for me when I was still working in Manila, and like I had to wake up very early and get home late just to go to an 8-hour job because the commute takes so fucking long, ganyan. Mm-hmm. So parang, you're already so tired. So parang, ano pang oras mo to think about these things, diba? Mm-hmm. When yung concerns mo parang largely practical na lang in nature kasi nga, yun na lang yung afford mo.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we are indeed very lucky to have the space, to have the time, to have the energy to do all of these introspection. But I think it's also because yun nga eh, na parang we value the time that we have to do these things,
mm-hmm.
siguro, that we made it up, I don't know, like, we chose to have a life that allowed us to do these things, I guess.
ang ano nga eh, ang inisip ko nga, baka parang inevitable din talaga. Because, because we absolutely hate yung feeling of being trapped. Yeah. Like, trapped ka na in the physical world, trapped ka pa in your mind. Because you don't have the time. No, you don't have the space to be able to think about it. It's something that we probably like absolutely hate. No? Parang just the mere thought is like, ugh, shudders.
Yeah.
So at least yun, parang inevitable din siguro for the kind of personalities.
Kind of people that, we are. So interesting.
Yeah.
I have so much more that I want to ask you and so much more that I wanna talk to you about. Pero siguro, I'm gonna end the interview here because I have to go to my dentist.
Oh, okay. No, it's just nice. I really enjoyed it because there's also not much opportunity then to talk about stuff like this, I guess. Right. On a day-to-day basis, you know.
Like, yeah.
Yung nasa age ka na when you have to schedule meetings with your friends.
Yeah.
You have to schedule meetups. So, yes. But even then, when you meet up, you're just gonna meet up for a couple of hours maybe. Tapos ano lang pa naman yung mapag-uusapan
nyo. Always running off to something, to someplace else.
It's hard. But if this medyo mas formal or medyo mas structured ng kaunti. But at the same time, this was parang a good time, an enjoyable time to just... Again, not just reminisce, but also talk about what's going on in our minds now, in our adult minds now. Diba?
I'm really happy we got to do this because, yun nga, like, we haven't seen each other in a long time. We haven't really hung out, probably in over a decade even.
Yeah, I think the last time that I really saw you was in Moonleaf more than a decade
ago. When you gave me those plants.
Yun na yun.
Yun na yun. Like, we didn't even actually hang out. You were just there to give me plants and yung rubber for, cause to make stamps with.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So, I'm really happy we got to do this and, to be reminded that how similar we are. It's so funny. My gosh.
I might reciprocate this kind of thing. When I finally start on some sort of like podcast or like YouTube, I might do it. I will be inviting people over and you're definitely, you're going on that list. So.
Okay. Gora natin yan.
Yes.
Ayan. So thank you so much, Ron. We can... do this again kasi may mga repeat, yun nga yung tanong-tawag ko, repeat customers.
Right.
Friends naman ako na in-interview na twice, ganyan. Mm-hmm. So, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you as well. I thoroughly enjoyed this.
Me too. Session. So happy to have had this conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll see you again next time.
Alright.
Thank you, Ron.
See you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
At isa na namang episode ng Ordinary People ang ating natapos. So, kwento ko lang, no? Sana mas mahaba-haba pa tong episode na to, pero medyo nagkulangan kami ng oras kasi nagkaroon kami ng mga technical issues ni Ron. So, nanghihinayang talaga ako kasi sobrang interesting niya na tao at marami pa akong gustong itanong sana sa kanya tungkol sa buhay niya at sa art niya, sa hobbies niya, ganyan. Pero, again, may next time naman. So, aanyayahan natin siya ulit na bumalik para sa isang future episode. For now, salamat sa inyong oras. Salamat, Ron, sa pag-guest dito sa show. At syempre, sa inyong mga nakikinig, maraming salamat as usual. I-share nyo naman tong podcast. I-encourage nyo yung mga kaibigan nyo to listen. At kung gusto nyo mag-guest or may gusto kayong i-suggest na feeling nyo may interesting story na worth sharing sa 40 people na nakapalo sa Instagram. Ayan, email nyo lang kami sa ordinarypeople2023@gmail.com or follow nyo kami sa Instagram. Pwede kayo mag-DM, ordinarypeoplecast ang aming IG handle. So again, maraming salamat at kita-kits ulit in 2 weeks for another episode. Bye!